Hello, Loveland. I'm Mike Meldon, and this is your Loveland Weekly Podcast, brought to you by Gina Dubell Smith, EXP Realty, and Stone Pillar Farm. Today, you get to hear my conversation with Mickey Metzer. He's a Loveland resident and the Senior Director of Baseball Systems for the Cincinnati Reds. We discuss all that his position entails, how it changes the way he watches the game that he's such a fan of, and his hopes for the Reds this season. I hope you enjoy this one. Go Redlegs.
Yeah, so my job is interesting. I was brought in, this is my fourth season with the Reds. I was brought in to help, put some systems in place to make sure the right information gets to all pieces of the organization. And so, I work with the coaching staff. I work with the front office. I work with sports science. I work with the analysts. I work in player development, all areas where we're ingesting just an insane amounts of information every night around, pitching, hitting, defense positioning. How are we going to face? We're playing the Nationals right now. How are we going to face them today? What are our tendencies? Where can we do improvement? Some of the stuff we work on, there's a lot around biomechanics. And so analyzing, joints, muscle movements, weight shifting, all that stuff around, what makes a good baseball player and trying to get the most, most we can out of the players that we have. We also do, I'm also in charge of the data for player analysis. So who are we going to draft? Who are we going to trade for? Who are we going to promote? All those things kind of fall into my world. And my background's pretty interesting. I come from like a computer science background, big data. I've worked a lot of my career in innovation, startups. So helping companies like try to do things a little different, stay on the bleeding edge of technology. How I came into getting the job with the Reds was pretty interesting. It was actually at a happy hour, bumped in to some people from the organization, got to talking, a few weeks later, talked about, having a position and how, they were making the change and kind of the directive was, we're going to rebuild this team. We're going to make every area of the organization championship caliber. And so we're going to bring in the people to do that. And so then made it happen. And so this is my fourth season and it's pretty exciting.
That's amazing. I think when you read what you do, I remember when you got the job, I was like, well, that's amazing. I think everybody in their head, you automatically are thinking Moneyball, right? And that's scouting, right? That, which is part of your position, but it really surprised me when you talked about your job is every day still. You guys, I did not realize that you're looking at every game, every player, every day.
Oh yeah, we ingest just insane amounts of data, and we're part of the Major League Baseball data share, and we have different sources of data. So any game, I like to to oversimplify it, any pitch in any level of professional baseball, so Major League, Minor League, creates about 6,000 records in our database somewhere, right? And so just the amount of data we're getting nightly to be able to build some metrics, our secret sauce on, is incredible.
Now, obviously, it changes the way you look at the game, of course. How does that change? How do you look at the game differently?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I grew up a Reds fan, and so this is kind of a dream job. But it does change the game, right? Like, I don't – the Reds had a rough loss last night, for example. And, I see the fan reaction even in my own house, right? Like, the sky's falling, and I'm able to see, what areas of the game were an issue. I'm able to look at it, more objectively, like, is that a trend or was that a fluke? Plus I also understand there's 160 more games. So I see a lot of it there. The other way I watch it differently is I know, based on some of our advanced scouting, what kind of things we want to look for in the game, what kind of pitches we want to lay off of. And so I see those things in the game and I know whether we're executing on our plan or not. And so that's frustrating for me when, it seems like we're not doing what we should be doing. I'm still a fan. I still like going to the games. I still watch. I still root them on.
When is your break?
Because, again, as my just what I thought your job was, I thought, okay, you're going to be heavy off season, maybe relax a little bit during the season, which is obviously not near the case. When do you get a break?
it's like a roller coaster a little bit. So, you know, different times of the year we're gearing up for different things. The off season, obviously, we're trying to cram in as much as we can. But baseball's off season's insanely small. So, you know, there's games to November, and then we're Valentine's Day, we're in Arizona for spring training. And in between we have the winter meetings, industry meetings. It just depends on the time of year. So, you know, there's the push towards opening day, and then we kind of breathe, and then we're heavy into scouting and draft, right? Like we're looking at amateur players. You know, we're running our models against, you know, who we're thinking about drafting. And then there'll be a little break, and then we're into free agency and trade deadlines. And then we're into the off season again. And so like it ebbs and flows, but it's fun.
Yeah. So I can only imagine though, you got, old school players, or I guess it would really be managers, right? This has to be new to these guys that are coming up in management, or probably not coming up. They're used to it now, but these guys have been in management for a while. Does this change? Because you're going to have to, or I don't know, do you directly talk to them? Or because they're going to have to be more data focused than ever before.
Oh, yeah.
That changes the game a little bit for them. Was that a easy buy-in, do you think, across the league, or something that was a little bit tougher to get through these guys that are kind of used to what they're doing?
I think for the Reds, it was a pretty easy buy-in. Everyone, you know, it came from the top, and everyone's kind of bought into what we're trying to do. I've heard, you know, I interact with counterparts in other organizations all across the league, and I've heard it's not the same everywhere. Some don't buy into analytics. Some don't, you know, have the scouting departments we do. It's just different everywhere. But yes, I mean, one of the eye-opening moments for me was, I think it was two seasons ago. I have a one-on-one meeting with David Bell, the manager, and he comes and he says, you know, it's fine if we come to you guys with ideas, but we want ideas from you guys. Like we want to, you know, what new things can we do? And that was really cool. Like, mm-hmm. There's no egos in this organization. And so if you have a thought, like, let's throw it out there and see if we can make anything work with it. I think of the challenge for my group is, you know, we can get pretty technical, and the amount of information and biomechanics and all the things that we put together can get pretty technical. And so how do we take that and how do we present it in a way that makes sense to a hitting coach or, you know, a base running coach, so that they can get the most out of it. And then beyond that, like we present information directly to players, right? And not everyone learns or consumes information the same. And so how can we get this in the best spot that, you know, it makes the most sense for the largest group? Or how can we, you know, individualize this so that, you know, our message is getting through? And so some of that's the challenge, but I like I said, they've given me free rein in the group. I've done some things differently than most, I would say, any other Major League Baseball team. I hired a UX expert, right? Like a person that their whole job is just the presentation of information or things. And so they mock up things and we get that in front of coaches, players, and say, does this make sense? Or where do you want to tweak this? I don't know any other team that has done that. And so we've really, it's allowed us to get things in front of people faster that make a lot more sense. And so, yeah, long answer to your question, but people are bought in, and that, you know, if we can get a competitive edge from this side of it, then we're going to do it.
That's awesome. We could cut this, but I think it's the Joey Votto thing. It is what it is. Was that hard though?
Oh yeah. I mean, he's a fan favorite. Like he's a great clubhouse guy. Probably arguably the greatest hitter the Reds have ever had, you know, just pure hitter. And it's tough. And there was a lot of, you know, closed door conversations about playing time and, you know, what's the spot for the guy on the team. And it stinks. Like I think, just the way it is, but he understood it, and there's no bad blood, and so we move on. He's a legacy, right? And you can look what he did last year working with Will Benson. Like it wasn't just him, but he was a big part of that. And I mean that the guys will remember that. Like Will Benson will tell stories of Joey Votto further down the line. And so like, yeah, he was a great impact.
How do you feel about what do you feel about the Reds this year? How are you feeling?
I think it's great. Like I think if you look at what we did last year, you know, two seasons ago, we come off 100 losses. We trade everyone away. Fans hate us. I'm getting text messages from everyone I know, like, what are you guys doing? These trades are terrible. And now when you like, you know, you, when you look back with hindsight and you evaluate those trades, for the most part, we came up on top, like the Tyler Miley trade. You know, we trade a guy, you know, middle starting pitcher, left-hander. Guys were like, you never trade left-handers. We get some unknown players at the time named Spencer Steer, CES. And we get a pitcher that we flipped the Guardians for Will Benson. And so we get three, you know, impact players on this team for a guy that probably, you know, I don't, you know, he's not, no one knows where he's at right now, right? Like, he's not making an impact. And so, you know, seeing those things pan out, again, last year at the beginning of the season, we were made fun of in the media for having one of the lowest attended games. And then when you look at what happened last year, we set attendance records towards the end of the year. We bring these young kids up. They're performing. We were two games out of the playoffs last year, and I would argue the reason we didn't make the playoffs was depth, right? Like, these kids haven't played full MLB seasons. You know, we ran out of gas, had some injuries, and we just didn't have the backups. And so in free agency, we go out and we sign depth, right? If you look at opening day, the three pitchers that, you know, pitched, none of them, all of them were offseason acquisitions. And so, you know, we got stronger there. And so I expect good things this season. The division, is winnable. Like, it's a competitive division, but it's also not, there's not one team that's going to run away with it. So I expect good things for the Reds.
Are you looking to make a difference in your neighborhood? Love Our Land has got you covered. We're on a mission to bring back life to our neighborhoods one yard at a time. Join us in restoring what we've lost to invasive species and help our neighborhoods thrive again with a variety of life. From educational classes to nature walks, Love Our Land offers it all. Become a member today and make a positive impact on your community. And when you do, all events and classes are absolutely free. It truly takes all of us. Visit loveourland.org for more information. Let's make our neighborhoods bloom together with Love Our Land.
Hey, Loveland, it's Emily Barblow, your local publisher of Loveland Lifestyle Magazine. Just wanted to remind you guys that we love covering all of the people, happenings, and things going on in our amazing town of Loveland, Ohio. So make sure to grab your latest copy. We always drop a bunch off in downtown Loveland and surrounding areas. Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Everything from events to mini press releases, articles. I mean, we have so much happening here. We love covering all of the things happening. So make sure if you're not already following us on social media, you are. And stay tuned for more awesome info from Loveland Lifestyle.
Looking ahead in Loveland. This month, my children's book, Josie and Doug, The Magic of Native Plants, will be featured at the Story Walk Trail on the Mead property. So get on out there, enjoy a nice walk, and learn about Love Our Land and what our mission is all about. We are also hoping to schedule an event there this month so that people can come out, walk the trail, and meet Josie and Doug. Stay tuned for those details. We have something truly special here in Loveland. Thank you for listening, and have a great week. With the support of On Brand Studios, this episode was recorded, produced, and engineered by Mike Meldon. Please note that the opinions expressed in the podcast do not necessarily represent the views of our sponsors or organizations.